from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
A Trinidadian tipped to lead an OAS technical mission aimed at assisting Haiti with returning to democracy. A comment by Prime Minister John Compton.
Some of us break ground, other of us break glass.
Leads to a physical attack by St. Lucia's opposition leader Julian Hunt. And the West Indies are bubbling with confidence for their first World Cup cricket match. I'm Mike Jarvis, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. CARICOM Secretary General Designate Edwin Carrington has been tipped to head an OAS civilian mission to assist with Haiti's return to democracy. Mr. Carrington of Trinidad is a former ACP-EC Secretary General. The formation of the team was part of an agreement reached in discussions between exiled Haitian leader President Jean-Bertrand Aristide and members of the Haitian Parliament in talks brokered by the Organization of American States. The team will comprise engineers, technocrats, and other experts from OAS member countries. The Deputy Secretary General of the OAS, Trinidadian Christopher Thomas, told Caribbean Report that he expects the OAS team to include a significant number of regional experts. The composition of the team and a time frame for their posting to Haiti would depend on ratification of the agreement by the Haitian Parliament. The focus in St. Lucia has shifted from controversial plans to change electoral boundaries to political fisticuffs. When opposition leader Julian Hunt lost his cool and charged at Prime Minister John Compton, Pete Ninval found himself in a ringside seat.